Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch, without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Today, I want to talk to you about something that came up in the Facebook group. So after I released the episode on deciding your crochet niche, there was a lot of comments in the Facebook group from people who were struggling to decide on their niche and what they wanted to do. They couldn't narrow it down. And one lady left a comment that really hit the problem on the head. And she said that she was concentrating on creating heirloom quality crochet. And that's as far as she had got to narrowing it down because she had a lot of varied interests. And she was making anything that interested her. And that was the problem. She was making what she was interested in. Yes. You need to choose a niche that interests you, absolutely, because you don't want to get bored in your business. You want to do something that you enjoy doing, but you can't do everything. Your business needs you to choose a narrow set of interests. If you go purely on all of your own interests in crochet, you've basically got a hobby that you're trying to make a bit of money from. If you want your crochet to become your business, to become your source of income, then you are going to have to put aside your own interests and do what your business needs. Choose the interest that interests you most. Everything else is not required. And this is hard. I'm not pretending that's an easy thing to do. Of course it's not. You're a crocheter. You are creative. And you want to satisfy those creative urges. But the difference between having a hobby and a business is that a hobby, you do whatever you want to do. When you have a business, you have to do what your business needs. And that means having a narrow niche that you stick to. So if you decide that your niche is going to be wedding shawls, that's what you need to stick to. It doesn't matter if you decide that I've actually had a really fantastic idea for a blanket or a nursery rug. Those are your interests. But your business needs you to make wedding shawls. Having a business that comes from your hobby leaves you with a dilemma. You started crocheting because you wanted to, because you enjoyed doing it and you had the freedom to crochet whatever you decided to make. Business is different. And it's a harsh reality that your hobby crochet and your business crochet are two different things. If you really, really want to make something that is outside your business niche, you're going to have to do it in personal time. Just because you crochet it doesn't mean you sell it. And getting away from that mindset of everything I crochet can be sold is what's going to turn you into a business owner. It is hard. I'm not going to pretend otherwise because when I started selling my crochet all those years ago when I first started doing this, that's exactly what I did. I crocheted whatever I felt like and tried to sell it. and I made sales. I sold a few bits here and a few bits there. But to begin with, I didn't have any real success. It came in drifts and drabs. I didn't really make any money from it. But because you make the odd sale, it makes you feel like you're getting somewhere. The truth, if you're really, really being honest with yourself, is very different. The odd sale here and there, when you're putting so much effort into crocheting all these different things, it doesn't add up to a profit. In fact, if you properly add it all up, you're probably making a loss. Because remember, just because you've sold something, it doesn't mean that price is profit. You've got to take into account the yarn that you bought, all that time you put into social media, all that time you put into, you know, talking to customers, making any adjustments they wanted to. If you sat down, worked it out, how many hours you had invested in that single sale, you've made a loss. I didn't start to really get traction until I started narrowing it down. And what I narrowed it down to was eco-friendly bathroom items, like reusable makeup pads, shower puffs, bath mitts, things like that. That's what my business slowly narrowed down to. Because I decided not to bother selling, trying to sell things that just weren't selling. But my bathroom things were. And I was interested in making those. I liked making these things. I made little sets and I sold them on their own in all kind of different coloured yarns. They did really well. But it's only when I started doing that I started seeing real success in my crochet business. I had to ignore all my other interests. And once I started doing that, things started falling into place. You have to do the same. If you are already selling your crochet and you're making sales here and there, bits and pieces, that's great. But you need to make a choice. You need to narrow it down. Are you going to focus on the Mummy and Me baby sets? Are you going to focus on home decor? Are you going to focus on hat and scarf sets? You need to choose a focus. You need to choose your niche. This is why a niche is so important. If what you are narrowing your business down to in that niche is so wide you can drive a bus through it, that's not a niche. That's you trying to create a niche when it's not there. One lady commented that she was making gifts. No, that doesn't work. It's too wide, because anything can be a gift. You can gift a blanket, you can gift slippers, you can gift placemats, you can, you know, gift shawls. Anything can be classed as a gift. It's too wide. I mean, it's the ultimate wide. It's too narrow. It's too wide. You've got to narrow it down. Really, really, really narrow it down. And when you're fairly new to this and you've started making a few sales here and there, that can feel really hard. You're afraid that if you narrow it down, you're going to lose sales. You want to enjoy your business. Of course you do. So you want to carry on making what you want to make, because anything else feels like work. Your business is work. It's what's replacing the 9-to-5. Yes, you have far more control over it. Yes, you can work when you want, as much as you want. Yes, you get to decide your business niche, but it is work. You have to put the work in. And that includes putting your varied interests to one side and picking one and making that your focus. I mean, I love to say that your other interests have to be in your personal crochet time, but when you're building a business, you won't have any. This is the problem with turning your crochet into a business. Your hobby is now no longer your hobby. It is your business. You are now crocheting for your audience. You are crocheting for your customers. It's no longer entirely your own. So if you're going to do this, you have to absolutely love it. Your crochet can become a chore. It did for me. It's why I stopped selling what I make. And stopping selling what I make was the best decision I ever made. You know, turning to patterns, turning to my blog, turning to my YouTube channel, it gave me my love of crochet back. You can have a crochet business without selling anything. And it does take, you know, a lot of guts to do that. It's not easy. Because when we turn to technology and selling our skill, as in the tech side of it, writing the patterns, creating courses, writing blogs, we're kind of exposing ourselves an awful lot more than when we just sell a product. It opens us up to more scrutiny. In a way, it feels much more vulnerable. It feels like you're taking a massive leap. And you know what? Every time I publish a pattern, I still feel terrified that I'm going to be exposed as a charlatan who should not be doing this. No, even after all this time, I still feel that way. It terrifies me. But I also know I've got so many amazing reviews. I've got so many lovely fans in my Facebook group that I've got the evidence it's not there. I had to get that first. I had to go through a whole nerve-wracking, anxiety-inducing process, but it was worth it. And that decision saved my crochet business and gave me back control over my crochet. So here's the next thing, and that is sometimes selling what you make is not right for you. If you're really, really struggling with making the same type of item over and over and over again, selling what you make may not be for you. If you love making different things all the time, then I would encourage you to start looking at making your own crochet patterns. Because that is how you get to make different things all the time. For crochet patterns, I make something either once, twice, maybe three times so that I get my pictures, so that I understand how it's made, so I can write it down properly. And that's it. I never make it again. I only need anywhere between one and three goes of making something to get the pictures, to get, you know, the pattern perfected, and that's it. Just because you want to have a crochet business does not mean you have to sell what you make. And that's why I created my Pattern Writing for Beginners course. It will take you through the basics of writing a crochet pattern. If you are interested in this and you just want to see what is involved in writing a crochet pattern, click the link beneath this podcast in the show notes, because there I've got a free PDF of the steps you need to write a crochet pattern. It's a step-by-step process. And that's the best part of it, is that you just repeat the same steps every single time. But you get the same creative process. You get to crochet, but you get to crochet different things. And there's more freedom in it because you can afford to have a bit of a wider niche when it comes to patterns. You don't have to go quite as narrow as you do for products, selling what you make. A business, any business, requires that you do what it needs. It's not a hobby. It's not there to pander to your whims and your own personal interests. Your personal interests are yours. Your business needs you to do something specific. And to be honest, that's one of the hardest parts of a crochet business, is learning how to separate what you want to do versus what your business needs. And that takes a bit of a hard head. And it takes a sacrifice of pushing aside all your interests to make sure your business succeeds. So take that hard plunge, decide what your business needs you to do, and for now at least, until your business gets traction and starts bringing in the profits you need, put the rest of your crochet interest to one side. If you truly want to have a crochet business, that is something you absolutely have to do. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.